Welcome to another episode of the Talking Blues Podcast, the final episode of the 2021-2022 Chelsea and Premier League season. I'm Josh and I am joined by my co-host Peter. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Chelsea's victory and Ross Barkley's late goal to give Chelsea the victory 2-1 against Watford. But honestly, most of us, if not all of us Premier League fans, were probably checking in to see who was going to win the title between Liverpool and Man City. A wild, wild, absolutely insane finish. So we're going to get into all of that. And obviously, it's just us two. So Alex isn't here, meaning we'll probably do our full-on season recap of the Chelsea 2021-2022 season in another episode, probably the next episode, when he returns and when we can have all three of us going through together. So this won't be the full season recap. We'll just be talking about this match against Watford, the final match in the season, and also talking about the Premier League finish and, you know, who's getting relegated, how the top four finish out, and obviously who won the title, which now we know was Man City. But a wild few matches today. And once we get done recording this right after the games, we're recording this at like 1:15 on Sunday. The games ended around 1. I'm hoping to edit as quick as possible and get this episode out this afternoon or evening, if you're in the UK. Peter, a wild last couple hours. How are you doing? I mean, I know once Chelsea scored their first goal, that was kind of when I flicked off. I'm not going to lie. You know, I know we were on the Chelsea podcast here in Chelsea all the way, but I was more invested knowing that Chelsea already qualified for the Champions League that I wanted to see how this title race finished out. So, you know, once they got that first goal, you know, I had confidence in the club, and maybe I shouldn't have, because then you had Gosling getting the late goal to equalize it at once. But yeah, once I saw that Kai Havertz goal, I flicked back and forth a little bit, but I was very confident in Chelsea's performance, which I guess I shouldn't have been. But how are you feeling right now? I mean, I'm kind of amped up a little bit.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, it was just so fun. I mean, it's always fun on the last match week of the season, the last day of the season, all games kicking off at the same time, but especially when the title, I mean, relegation too, really, the relegation battle is also fun. When both of those go down to the last game of the season, and then, I mean, like you, Josh, after the first goal, I kind of was like, okay, I really just want to focus on the title race, because, I mean, I didn't have confidence they would win, but we already clinched Champions League, so at that point, I was just kind of like, whatever, I'll just watch the title race. And I mean, it was a good thing I did. I mean, that was so exciting. Obviously, it was, I mean, both teams at first were trying to lose. I mean, Man City were 2-0 down for most of the game. Liverpool were pretty much incapable of scoring once it was 1-1. And I mean, I was like, is something actually going to happen? Or is just Man City going to win, even though they're just having a bad game, and Liverpool too? And I mean, then, it was just, it was probably within 5-10 minutes, goal, when Man City did that. Oh, it was just so exciting. It was so awesome. I mean, obviously, you know, it'd be more exciting if Chelsea were doing that, and that was for Chelsea to win the league, but that wasn't gonna, that would just unlucky this year. Maybe next year, maybe, hopefully, with new owners. But I mean, just a great games today. I mean, the Chelsea game, I'll talk about that, because obviously, like you said, Josh, this is a Chelsea podcast. I mean, it felt like it was like a, I guess that right, like, vibe would be like a preseason friendly where both teams, I mean, Watford were already relegated, we already clinched third. It was kind of just like a meaningless game. There wasn't really a lot of energy, wasn't really anything. So I don't really want to talk about it because it was quite boring. I mean, Kai Havertz had a good goal. I mean, Kennedy, he got taken off, I'd say a bit after halftime, probably. I mean, he had a pretty good game before that. He was solid. He had a nice assist for Kai Havertz's goal. But I mean, besides that, it was Watford honestly probably played better than us, but I wasn't really paying attention. I was focusing more on the title race, like I said. But the big thing from this, it was very exciting to see Ben Chilwell come back in. I mean, obviously, I think that was quite unexpected considering how recently, not recently, but It's a long recovery to come back from a major injury like a torn ACL, and for him to do that and be able to play, even if it's just a few minutes, but to be able to get back onto the field in the last game of the season, I'd love to see that. And I mean, all I'm saying is that as soon as he came on, we scored like 2 minutes after, so you know, maybe that's a sign of things to come. But Rhys James had another assist. He's just so good. Ross Barkley somehow scored and was clutch. I texted Josh when Ross Barkley scored. It's like, how is Barkley actually like being a clutch player, even though he's Ross Barkley? But I mean, it was a whatever game. It doesn't have any implications. It's whatever. The real thing is just it's such good games in the title race. I mean, just crazy. It was just, I was just so excited. I was like on, even though neither team, I didn't really have a preference. I wanted Man City to win, as I think pretty much everybody did, but I just wanted it to be exciting, and it was exciting. It was awesome. It was just, oh, it was lovely. That is why the Premier League is the best league in the world for games like these.
Yeah, and going back to Ross Barkley, I mean, it is very ironic that he scores the last goal of the 2021-2022 campaign for Chelsea, and of anyone on this club to do so. Yeah, good to see Ben Chilwell back out there as well. Hopefully he'll be ready for next season. But I mean, when it comes to this point, and I think we'll do a little fun thing with Alex, I'm sure, in the off season, is do like the we're going to do our predictions, or we can talk about who we want Chelsea to keep and who they should get rid of or let them walk. It's interesting now because there's some question marks at some key positions of who's going to be there, right? We know Rudiger and Real Madrid and his future there. Where's Aspie going to be, right? I guess Lukaku's staying, but it's still his like chemistry. I guess it's, I don't know if it's 100% with the club. Saul in the midfield, we assume he's going to go back to Atletico, which is never really, the Premier League is just a different type of, I don't even know. It's a different type of league from what he's used to, and he just never got used to it, it seemed like. So his loan, I don't think Chelsea are going to buy him, so he'll probably be going back to Atletico. So we're going to have another depth piece at in midfield. You know, how's that going to happen? What's going to play out there? So there's some question marks along or in this Chelsea, on this Chelsea side, in this Chelsea squad, excuse me, that we're going to have to answer, and I guess we'll find out over the summer what that's going to be, especially with the new ownership. But it doesn't seem like Thomas Tuchel isn't going anywhere. I was debating whether we do player ratings or not. I think because of just how little the match mattered and how good Alex did, honestly, in our last player ratings, he did set the record of 9 for 11. I think we just leave it at that for this season. I don't think we go anything past that. I mean, unless Peter has any, you know, if he really wants to try it, but I think we just leave it there. And then we can go through the match stats for this one, talk more specifically about the ending of the Premier League. So your Chelsea out shooting Watford 19-8. Eight of those 19 were shots on target for Chelsea. And then 73% possession for Chelsea compared to the 27% for Watford. 726 passes to 271. Chelsea led that as well. 9-8 in fouls. Watford led that. No yellow cards, no red cards, and then 2 offsides for Watford, and 3-3 split for corners. So again, Chelsea win 2-1 against Watford. And now we move, I guess, to the Premier League talk. So going into today, it was 1 point between Liverpool and Man City, and that's exactly how it ends as well. 93-92. With Man City in first place of the Premier League. Chelsea also finished third, which is something to note. And Arsenal finished fifth, which is something that you love to see there. Tottenham, I have no problem with them finishing top four. Just another funny thing with Arsenal. Even though they won 5-1, they absolutely dominated against Everton. And Everton, I mean, they're right now the laughing stock of the Prem, I would say. Or one of them, right? They're not. I wouldn't say the laughing stock, but they are definitely a laughable club at this very moment. But yeah, having, I guess we could talk about Man City, having 3 goals scored in 5 minutes. Insane. Gundogan got 2, right? And Rodri had 1. I have no idea. I have no idea what else to say. I was watching the match on Goal Rush, you know, on Peacock, and then Asheville is up 2-0. It goes to the 70th minute. And I'm like, all right, this game doesn't really matter anymore. Let's see what Liverpool can do. It's 1-1 right now. Can they get a goal? Because it looked like it was just going to be knotted up at ones and it was going to end full time in a draw with Wolves. So I'm like, let me turn the channel. And in the top right corner, it shows you the scores and they flick through the games and I see 2-1. I'm like, all right, wow. They got a goal back, right? It's like in the 74th minute, 76th minute. And then it's 2-2 within 3 minutes of that first little, score change that I see in the top right. And then I'm like, wow, this is really a match. And the commentators catch up on it. And then Peter texted me like something like, this is crazy or this is insane or wow, Man City. And that's when I turned back and they were going through the replays of how Manchester City, was it Gundogan's goal in the bottom right corner? Just not even possible for the keeper to save it to make it a 3-2 match. And Man City fans at that point were tearing up and getting emotional. And the sight to see of all of them storming the field after or storming the pitch after the match ended was a scene as well. With the light blue colors all around the pitch. I know it's a little scary for the players getting off, but I'm sure they enjoyed it. But a sight to see, to say the least. And to give Liverpool credit, they did their part, right? They scored 3 goals. They were able to win 3-1. It just wasn't enough. Sadio Mane, Mo Salah coming in, scoring a goal, and Robertson in the 89th minute to get that third one. They did all they can. And that's just, sometimes it just doesn't go your way. And just, I think, looking back on today, on May 22nd, 2022, everyone's going to look back on this day and they're not going to talk about how Liverpool were almost there. They're obviously going to talk about the unbelievable, insane comeback for Man City to score 3 goals in a row and win the Premier League title.
I mean, you touched on pretty much everything, but I'll just say that Pep Guardiola, as much as people sometimes say how he overthinks things and he makes the wrong decisions, bringing on Gundogan today in, I don't remember what minute, probably like maybe 10 minutes before the goals, bringing him on when, I mean, he was playing very well at the beginning, last year he played very well. This season he was not as good, but bringing him on, trusting in him, and to be rewarded with a brace, that's just an amazing substitution. I mean, I think, I don't really know, I'm not a Man City fanatic, so I don't really know who else they had on their bench, but I'm sure there are probably other options who could be considered more dangerous going forward or more attacking oriented than Gundogan, but he trusted in his player, and I mean, that's just a great substitution. And I mean, I can only re-emphasize what Josh said about seeing goal, and I'm like, ooh, okay, this is getting interesting. I wonder if something else is going to happen. Goal. Oh, it's tied now. I mean, it doesn't really matter now. I mean, Liverpool can still win. I mean, it's still up in the free air. And then another goal right after. Just goal, goal, goal so quickly. It's just, I said it before. It's like, how can you not love watching this? It is insane. It is so fun. It is incredible. And I mean, this, if you ever want to get someone into watching this sport, just show them last games of the season and show them how hype it is and how exciting it is, how invested the fans are, how invested everyone is, even if they're not fans of the teams, and just how exciting and how tense and how it's just crazy it is. And then, you said it earlier, Josh, like, I don't really know what to say. I don't really know what to say either. It's like, it's just crazy. It's just amazing. It's just, this is why this is the best sport in the world, why it's the best league in the world, and why I want us to be in the title race next season.
Yeah, it really does leave you speechless. We're kind of trying to make up words as we go here. Moving on to the regulation, what am I saying here? Relegation side of things. You go to the opposite side of the table here. I guess just the lucky and unlucky ways that it ends for Leeds United and Burnley. Burnley obviously losing to Newcastle United 2-1, which then puts them they are getting relegated, I believe. And then it's Leeds United who just got out of it. They snuck out 38 points for them, and then 35 for Burnley, if I'm not mistaken. I know Watford and Norwich City were already going down, right? And then is it one more?
Norwich, Watford, and Burnley.
Relegation.
Yeah.
So it's Burnley, Watford, Norwich City.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the first time in 5 seasons that Burnley is going down to the championship, so something definitely to note on there. But Leeds just stay in it. And you saw their fans were absolutely going ballistic for them to be able to, you know, qualify for safety, getting that win against Brentford. I think the red card very much helped them. I know, who was it? I forget the player's name, but it was in the 80th minute that there was a red card handed to Brentford. So that limited them, obviously, down to 10 men. So I think that made it a little bit easier for them, for Leeds United to close things out. But they just got to safety. Everton didn't help themselves out at all, but they were luckily in 16th. And then looking towards the table, I mean, yeah, the sixth place race was a big thing today, right? As well with Manchester United and West Ham. That was also a fun one watching, you know, those teams go at it. It ends up becoming that Manchester United finishes in sixth. But now, finally, one final look. I'll go 1 through 7 in the Premier League table. So number one, Manchester City, the title winners, 93 points for them. In second, Liverpool with 92 points. Third, Chelsea, 74 points. Tottenham, fourth, 71 points. Arsenal, fifth, 69 points. Manchester United, 6th, 58 points, and West Ham, 7th, 56 points. So, with that, just one more thing here when it comes to Chelsea stuff. Mason Mount was officially named the Chelsea 2021-2022 Player of the Season. So, congrats to Mason Mount. And now, what do we look towards? We look towards Chelsea coming to America. I mean, that's the next thing when it comes to matches-wise. They are coming to America. Fortunately, they don't come to the Northeast, so that's a bit of a problem. But I don't know. Maybe we take a trip over the summer. We'll have to see. I don't think that's what's going to happen, but I don't know. Maybe we get lucky and we can see what happens there. But off-season content definitely coming for you. I'm hoping that we get the Chelsea 2021-2022 season recap episode coming this week. Yeah, so exciting stuff coming there, but definitely get hyped for the season recap. That'll be a fun one. For right now, Peter, any final thoughts, or you're good to wrap this one up?
I also think another thing to get excited for is we have to go over, I don't know if we'll do that in the Chelsea season recap, but we do have to go over our Premier League table predictions from the beginning of the season, fun, which is going to be bad because I think I had Leeds in the top half of the table, so that's interesting.
Yeah, that'll be funny to go back and look at that. Good thing you remembered that. So yeah, I don't know if that'll be in the season recap. We'll have to figure it out. Maybe we space out the content. Maybe it's a season recap in one, and then looking back at the Premier League, you know, because now, at least in the next like month before transfers go crazy, I feel like it's a little bit of a dead point that we got to space out the content. So we'll see what happens. But for right now, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Talking Blues podcast. You can hit the subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Follow us on Twitter at Talking Blues Pod. I'm on Twitter at Joshella29. For Peter, I'm Josh, and we'll see you next time. Go Blues. What a fun day. Have a good one, everyone.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason. And this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.